You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me in studio this morning, the Reverend Randy Goulter, is special assistant to the president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Good morning, Pastor Goulter.
Good morning.
Good to have you in studio this morning. Thanks for starting your morning off
with
us here on His Time.
Yeah, it's kind of early, Andy.
Hey, I see you here in the building.
I know, I'm an early riser.
Sometimes you're in the building beating me into work some mornings. So glad to have you in studio this morning and having an opportunity to talk about plans for the 2017 Reformation celebration. We had a chance to talk about that a few months ago, and at that time there were some plans. We know that we're going to celebrate, still figuring out how that celebration is all going to come together and working out some plans. And it sounds like some more plans have developed since then. Let's talk about the Reformation before we get into too much of the plans. The Reformation, 1517, what was it all about?
Yeah, that's an interesting question because since I've been focusing on this, I've been researching it a bit, reading more Luther stuff and reading the Book of Concord and
finding yourself speaking in German from time to time.
Yeah, no, not really. But it is funny. I mean, not funny, but it is interesting that and this is one of the ahas that I learned, and maybe many of the people out there have already know this, but on the very day that Luther posted the 95 Theses, he wrote a letter to the Cardinal Albert of Mainz, the reigning cardinal in that region. And it's a very, it starts out very deferentially, you know, I'm the biggest of all sinners. That's not that language, but that's his approach.
Sure.
With great humility. But it's interesting. He finally says, are you aware that there's basically preaching going on the indulgences and they're promising forgiveness of sins just by buying an indulgence? And then in the letter, it says something like this. He says, but a bishop, like a pastor, ought to teach the people of the love of Christ. And then he goes on to say, of course, underneath your letter, Cardinal, you were not aware of all this is going on. You know, it's very wonderful. But the point that I'm trying to make is the heart of the Reformation, really what Luther was wanting to debate, a scholar to debate, was pastoral care and preaching. Preaching ought to be the pure word of Christ, the gospel. And nothing else. You can't add on to Jesus and his work. And it was disturbing the consciences of the people. And so Luther was trying to protect the church. And so that the heart of the Reformation, ideally, really is a pastoral care issue dealing with the preaching of the gospel.
And the church, and especially pastors, are the ones who have been charged with that responsibility. We see that in the scriptures, are charged with the responsibility of proclaiming the truth, proclaiming the word of God in its purity and full strength.
Full strength. And I think this is where you see, and this is why we love to be Lutheran, in this of the sweetness of the gospel. Mm-hmm. We see that St. Paul loved the sweetness of the gospel. Once he persecuted Jesus, and then he became a proclaimer of Jesus. And then you see his tenacity throughout his writings that he doesn't want to do anything or have anyone take away the sweetness of Jesus. And so, you know, even says in Galatians 1, how can I marvel that you so quickly are turning away to another gospel, not that there is another gospel. And you see the same
gospel,
tenacity, of course, with Luther, that, you know, he is willing to die because he was once under the oppression of the law and the burden of his sin. And once God, the Holy Spirit, converted him to Jesus as the only sin bearer, he was willing to confess and confess and confess, even in the face of intense opposition.
You know, that letter that you mentioned, if I remember correctly, I think it's at least an excerpt from it is included in the 2004 Luther movie.
Oh, is it?
I think so. I want to say about the time that I think when he's nailing the theses to the door, I think they they have an ex, he's the Luther character is reading that letter, at least an excerpt from it, not the whole thing. If I remember correctly, now I'm going to have to go back and watch that movie again.
So, in honor of the Reformation, I'm every day reading a portion of the Book of Concord.
Uh-huh.
And I'm highlighting every time the word conscience is used in the English. And I researched that in the Book of Concord, conscience is used over 330 times.
Interesting.
So that this joyful tenacity over a clean conscience, which is only done by the gospel. You see that in the followers of Luther as well, and you read that throughout the Book of Concord. So that nothing, in other words, only the blood of Jesus Christ, the preaching of the blood of Jesus Christ, will cleanse a conscience. Anything else compromises the conscience. And so the forefathers, Lutheran forefathers, were very careful and guarded of anything that would dirty the conscience.
And that's what the Reformation was about in 1517. How much has changed?
Nothing. Nothing has changed, actually. That, you know, isn't it in Revelation, it talks about the eternal gospel? So the gospel, I mean, and this is our theme for the Missouri Synod, Reformation 2017, it's still all about Jesus. So it's not about Luther. It's not about the Lutheran Church. I mean, we can certainly get into that. But it's about Jesus and his ongoing relevance that God justifies the ungodly, Romans 4 or 5.
So it's not about bratwurst. It's not about Lutheranizing the world.
It's not about bratwurst? Okay, now we have to back away.
That doesn't mean that there can't be those things.
Right. Yeah.
As part of a celebration.
No, you know, people are still born with the opinion of the law from conception. They're born believing that they have to do something to try to appease a higher power. And, I mean, we still have that as Christians also. And so this gospel of Jesus Christ, where God damns his son in our stead, and his holy life now is credited to our account, unbelievably so. That is a revelation from above. It's not a conjuring up or a conception from below. So the world still remains in a cesspool of sin, and we still need the church bringing this heavenly revelation to sinners. And that's the ongoing relevance of the Reformation. So it's not about freedom of society. It's not about nationalism in Germany, as much as you will love Germany. It's not about freedom for the sinner that they can do whatever they want to do now, because we have the wonderful boundary or perimeter, or the roomy perimeter of the Ten Commandments. It really is about God still has this creation in existence because he wants more sheep. He wants to justify more sinners through the preaching of the gospel.
And so the celebration in 2017 is still all about Jesus. There are many things, there are many, could we say, earthly fruits that have come about from this proclamation of the gospel. There are many things that came about from the Reformation, as you were talking about, in terms of society in Germany and throughout the world. I mean, one of the things that we see as a fruit of the Reformation, the printing press. You know, what was the first thing printed on the printing press, and how did publication and mass media develop from there? Well, it was certainly fired and fueled by the Reformation. The first thing printed, God's Word.
Can I give you a little story here?
Sure. Did I get it wrong?
No, No. It was your words just reminded me that about 6 weeks earlier, Luther posted 97 theses. it was an attempt by him to start a debate because he disagreed with scholasticism, a way of learning. And it didn't take root. I mean, there was no big dispute or anything. Then he posts the 95 Theses. And my opinion is, because it has to deal with money, you know, if you're threatening the preaching of indulgences and that's the way you earn money, I mean, the printing press, it's been said that the 95 Theses spread all over Germany in 2 weeks.
Wow.
And so it just magnified, and just because of the help of the printing press. And then Luther was tremendously busy in writing. Like even in the year 1520, he wrote 14 different treatises or tracts. And that's the and in June of 1520 was when the Pope issued the papal bull, his excommunication. But Luther is busy all the time writing and and keeping the printing press busy.
So he published 97 theses.
Yes.
Then 95. When did he publish the 99? Oh, wait, that was a different...
I haven't got to there yet, Andy.
Well, perhaps it'll be uncovered in the celebration. We are talking with the Reverend Randy Coulter, Special Assistant to the LCMS President, on plans for the 2017 Reformation Celebration. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. We'll be back right after this break.
God's word is our great heritage and shall be ours forever. To spread its light from age to age shall be our chief endeavor. I'm William Whedon, LCMS Director of Worship, inviting you to be sure and join us as we romp through chapter after chapter of the Sacred Scriptures, rejoicing in the salvation that's ours in Jesus Christ. Join us.
Thy Strong Word, weekday mornings at 11 on Worldwide KFUO. Underwritten by Lutheran Heritage Foundation, lhfmissions.org.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, on behalf of Concordia Plan Services, Lutheran Church Extension Fund, the LCMS Foundation, Lutheran Housing Support Corporation, Concordia University System, and Corporate Synod, daily reaches out to our members and partners, working together to support our local, global, and international ministries, church workers, and LCMS initiatives at large to carry the mission forward and to serve each other in love. Opportunities to serve, lcms.org/jobsboard.
Reverend Dr. Matthew C. Harrison of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod recently said these words regarding the importance of the work of Concordia Historical Institute.
When you forget your past, you forget the gospel. You become locked into your own little part of time. As you study the past and know the past and know what happened in the past, you see God at work. And you see Christ.
Discover your Lutheran history at ConcordiaHistoricalInstitute.org.
The world is the mission field of Worldwide KFUO. We bring the gospel of Christ to all nations. Worldwide KFUO reaches countries where missionaries on the ground can't go. Christ called us to proclaim the gospel to all nations. And that's what we do here every day at Worldwide KFUO. If our mission and worldwide outreach is important to you, would you please prayerfully consider supporting Worldwide KFUO at KFUO.org.
You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. I'm your host, Andy Bates. My guest this morning, the Reverend Randy Coulter, Special Assistant to the President of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We're discussing the 2017 Reformation Celebration, Reformation 2017. It's still all about Jesus, as you mentioned earlier, Pastor Coulter. Now, you mentioned earlier in your studies in preparation for this, and that the one of the key terms that keeps coming up is conscience, and you talked about joyful tenacity. How will those be a part of the celebration? How will we be celebrating? What are some of the plans that that you've been working on, and others have been working on developing for the celebration in 2017?
Yeah, the heart of it is the preaching of the gospel. And so we're starting. There's four celebrative dates that the church will have an opportunity to celebrate. And the first one is Luther's birth date in November of 2016. And then his celebration of his death, February 18th of 2017. Then the Augsburg Confession, June 25. And then the posting of the 95 Theses, October 31st of 2017. We're working closely with Concordia Publishing House. They're working to provide liturgies, sermons. There's going to be a hymn writing contest. So we're excited about that. People have the opportunity to submit their hymn proposals. And so that's quite wonderful. And that's more in-house celebration, you might say.
Sure.
And how do you like that background noise, Andy?
It's a little distracting, is it?
In this chaotic world, it's hard to focus on the gospel.
Oh, yeah. For our listeners who aren't aware, there are some repairs going on here and renovations and repairs to the construction or to the entrance of the International Center right outside the studio. So the little drilling sound you hear isn't me tapping on the counter here in the studio. It's a jackhammer, literally, probably 20 feet from the studio.
It's not a surgeon working on my broken knee.
About 20 feet from the studio, but we make do, and God has provided for us. We have great studios here. So the celebration will include worship opportunities. It's, as you said, it's all about the proclamation of the gospel. Mm. So there will be opportunities, I gather, where will these worship opportunities take place?
Well, in congregations where, you know, around the synod, they can use these opportunities to, you know, as they see fit. I mean, it's certainly up to them how they want. I'm very interested to see how the many congregations and brother pastors are the ideas that they come up with to how to celebrate the preaching of the pure, sweet gospel. That's going to be great. Another significant resource is that there's going to be a new Luther documentary film.
Oh, really?
That will come, that will be shown on PBS. Trinkline and Betcher are the co-producers, and they're very, very professional producers, and it'll be a two-hour documentary with new shootings and things like this of Martin Luther. We think this is going to be very significant. It'll come out the fall of 2017. CPH is producing a six-week Bible study on that documentary that will be available for the churches
now,
to use.
How are they getting new footage of Luther for this documentary?
Well, he's resurrected. Don't you realize that? I was over to Germany a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And we were at a gathering, and there was, you know, an imitator of Luther. And I posted it on Facebook. I said, I finally met Luther. Well, they've actually gone over to Germany and, you know, and did fresh shootings and things like this. They've interviewed our Luther scholars, such as Robert Kolb and things like that, interviewed President Harrison. So I'm very excited to see how this all unfolds.
How was the recent celebration with the dedication of the International Lutheran Center that gave you a chance to visit Wittenberg and spend some time there in Germany, I suppose?
Well, it was spectacular, actually, just to have our international partners and many people from the Missouri Synod and the wonderful donors that contributed to the reconstruction of the old Latin school. It was quite wonderful. And then have the divine service, President Harrison preaching, to see Lucas Cranach's altar paintings above the altar and behind the altar. That was wonderful to see how the gospel was so precious to that generation. And then after that followed the conference on the Reformation with all the international church partners. And to hear the various papers and to talk to the church leaders around the world as they confess Christ in their own context was very, I would say, emboldening to me and to many others. For example, can I tell you one story?
Sure.
An emerging church in Cambodia, the president, a young president, that Cambodian Lutheran Church, President Vanrith Chin, he first got his seminary training in Singapore at a Presbyterian seminary. Then he read the book, the Augsburg Confession, and he became Lutheran. He said, this is my confession. Became a Lutheran pastor. He leads a Lutheran church. There are about 20 congregations, about 5,000 baptized. And he told me that he and a team of three other people are translating the Book of Concord into their own language.
Hmm. Wow.
And I said, Vanerith, I said, that would be a wonderful thing for you to celebrate the 2017 Reformation by celebrating the publication of the Book of Concord. And you could use that as teaching for all the dear saints there. Yeah, so that's just one mm-hmm. of many wonderful stories.
Hmm. That's interesting to hear. He had studied in another tradition, another
right.
confession, read the Augsburg Confession, and said, "This is what I believe. This is my confession."
Yeah.
Huh. Well, thanks be to God for that, and that He is there faithfully proclaiming the Word of God and the good news of Jesus. You said in Cambodia, is that right?
In Cambodia.
Wow. They're proclaiming the good news. Other ways that that we'll be celebrating the Reformation in 2017, we have as you mentioned, the documentary. There'll be resources for worship and anything else.
Well, there's a significant opportunity for congregations and RSOs and districts and circuits to apply for grants in partnership with a Lutheran Church Extension Fund and Thrivent. We're offering $1 million of grants, and the grants are individualized from $1 up to $25,000, and it's for a higher preference of new projects with new partners where they wed together witness and mercy out in the community.
Hmm.
So the application is available off of lcms.org. People can look at the application, look at the Q&A sheet.
Mm-hmm.
We'll begin accepting applications August 1st. And the application opening is from August 1st, I think, till November 15th.
Very good. So ideas of how these how these grants could be used, you said, for projects that are both witness and mercy.
Yeah, we have some examples in the application, such as a congregational women's group working with an inner city church to host a year-long Saturday VBS program for children. Or a high school youth ministry group builds and leads a year-long after-school soccer program for children and youth in community with post-event family meal and devotions. Or a congregation organizes and operates a new community food pantry and garden. Here's another one. Congregation develops a community welcome center for refugee and immigrant populations and provides food, clothing, assimilation, assistance, English as second language, mm-hmm. and training. So those are just some examples, but just only examples.
Sure. But those are great ideas that might spark other ideas as well. How might you and your congregation be a witness and also hands of mercy in your own community through various acts or works of mercy, also connecting people in your community to that word and sacrament ministry right there in their own neighborhood?
Yeah, I mean, fundamental to the Reformation truth is when you've been captured by the gospel, you cannot but be expressing that freedom mm-hmm. and a clean conscience to the neighbors around you. If that's not happening in your life, you have a vertical problem. You have a faith problem. So the gospel's always on the move. The church is always on the move, mm-hmm. and it's in motion to the lost world.
Hmm. Reverend Golter, with the celebration coming up not too far down the road, who are some folks who will be partnering with us to help us celebrate this Reformation? I know some of our partner churches, but other organizations and agencies as well, right?
Yeah, it's quite wonderful. Obviously, both are seminaries, mm-hmm. Concordia, St. Louis, and Concordia Fort Wayne Seminary, Fort Wayne Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne is having celebrations. The Lutheran Hour Ministry is, and they're also celebrating their 100th anniversary that same year. So that's quite spectacular. Of course, CPH is such a wonderful partner for us, and we're working very closely with them. I forgot to mention that we're partnering with them to launch a website this October, LutheranReformation.org. LutheranReformation.org as a collecting site for all kinds of resources and free downloads and things like that.
So in that we can use over the next year as resources in preparation
yes,
for this anniversary.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, very good. Lots of great ideas. Glad to hear about all the partnerships and the plans that are coming together, and looking forward to celebrating it over the next few years together, really, not just in 2017.
I've done the same thing.
If I could travel in time, huh? Well, I bet you there are times you probably think that too. Pastor Golter, thank you so much for being our guest this morning and sharing with us the some of the plans for celebrating the Reformation in 2017. It's still all about Jesus. The Reverend Randy Golter, Special Assistant to the LCMS President, Matthew Harrison. Thanks so much for being our guest this morning.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, we have our study of the daily New Testament reading here on His Time. We'll study with Pastor Edward Nauman from Redeemer Lutheran Church in Oakmont, Pennsylvania. More His Time right after this break on Worldwide KFUO.